Hey, yo, what up? It's your man Fred Black, representing the HAC. And check out CAD 229 Radio. And you can find me on Fred Black HAC on Instagram.
One stop shooting. They were playing about that smoke. Now them little niggas ain't even moving. Everything modified, you know them pistols over here suit. Ain't cut no grass for no snake. I'ma look in his eye before I shoot it. And they just catching on right now. Everybody know B been making music. I been bound like pressure. You ain't getting no money. What you doing? And I ain't made for no bitch. You know B, I can't settle. I got a bitch in Fayetteville. When I ain't there, I'll settle. Sometimes I do the bad wood, but I like Blumville's a little better. And I told her I can't wife her. I'm B, I try to tell her. She ain't know the deal with this good little hoe. Ain't know I'm this thorough. I put some nut all on the face. You put cuffs on her like a sheriff. Sure. Wipe that residue off my scale, then I tear. Shoot a walk down the air. All the snitching don't make no sense. Shooting me behind 10. Nobody with them innocent. Since school niggas been a bitch, play me back when you hear this shit. And if you like money, you should be in this. All my bitches got benefits. My little bitch miss me and get the suckin'. We supposed to be fuckin'. Question God, guess I was supposed to come from nothing.
Yeah, nigga, this shit don't never stop. Yeah, nigga, this shit don't never stop. Yeah, nigga, ain't none of these pussy props. Y'all need protected by the cops. Y'all need protected by the chopper, custom made for a op. Yeah, I might tie some dope up in my locks. Yeah, start a label like Rap a Lot. The nigga cap that Rap a Lot. My little cousin gon' up that Glock.
$377.
No, he said three.
$377.
No, ask for six pieces of thighs. Six.
No, six?
Yes.
We have a 10 piece belly. That's five legs and five thighs. That's what we can do.
How much?
Five legs, five thighs is $9.99. $10.79 after tax.
Well, just give me four then.
Four?
Four, yes.
No, he's still trying to give you a deal.
I did. Oh, yeah, but
I'm
like.
That's what the fuck you should have did.
You gotta feel the burn.
Nah, you finna feel the burn. Now you gonna feel the burn.
I walked down that street so many times.
Man, I don't give a fuck.
But maybe
you
it wasn't.
Stop beating me eyes up.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, don't say that.
Last
night I'm proud of you.
No idea.
What part of the race road again?
Right here, I'm like at the Speedway right beside the Bojangles. We that's the only two Meebo, and he coming from Freeway Rim. Man, ain't gonna be here for another fucking.
You stuck? You gotta get here. Call him.
I'm about to keep calling that man.
Listen, I'm not
about to keep calling that man.
I ain't bullshit.
Hell nah.
I'm finna go get my ass back in the bed. I gotta go to work.
I'm staying
with you.
And we gonna be done by 4 o'clock.
Then you know
what kind of work?
When you get the fuck off, you better run me something.
Girl, I'm gonna run you the whole bag.
You a fucking liar.
Girl, you special.
Yeah, you so fucking full of shit. How about that?
You the one.
I need this back.
Girl, you gonna have that back and everything. Girl, come on, you know what I'm doing now.
I'm already at 890. I gotta go back to my mom.
You know what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, bullshit. Like you.
Baby, I love you. Give me a kiss.
Come on, man.
We can talk for days, but guess what?
Get the fuck out so I can go back to the
car. All right, bro. I appreciate you, brother. All right. I can't take that with me, man.
Then what the hell you telling me to bring for then?
They clean clothes. You brought that.
They clean. I just washed
them. Blake, baby, go kiss them.
Nah.
I
would like that. Nah, ain't no kissing going on. Y'all walk down 301 too. Fuck, no. Fuck, no.
Baby, please come back. Don't leave. Don't start the day off.
No, you better bring the day back in good. Yeah. Nigga, I had to walk down the street too. Bye. I'm going back to my mama's house now. Yeah, hey, I gotta hear that shit. Hey, I gotta hear that shit too. Hey, get
bro,
the fuck on.
Hey, bro, her destination is Chantilly Lane.
You know where the fuck I'm going. He picked me up from there.
Anything up? She's absurd. Come on, baby. Give me a kiss.
He gotta go. All right, bye. Yeah, you an asshole too, motherfucker. Close those. There's my fucking tab running up. I didn't think he was coming either one. I said, he coming? He's like, no, the fuck he ain't, nigga, thank you. I was like, the way he talked last night, he coming. Shit, he said he had to pick some bitch up and then he coming. Damn, impatient ass. Had me call your fucking people, they done gave me another help, like, because, you know, I got, after all that shit, I'd have been on panic mode too, though. But you said like 7:45.
Yeah. I hit it right on the head.
That's what I'm saying. You said that shit, but shit, he was there. All this shit, man, fuck that. Get my ass back, handle my business, go back to sleep. I gotta work too.
Oh shit.
Get my little buzz on early in the morning, go to sleep and wake up and go to the other room.
You on the road today?
But hey, I put the extra in there because you never know if one day I might be a little short. Like, I might only have like 15 if we gotta go somewhere. It's 20.
I ain't
tripping. I ain't, no. You never know. When you got a little extra, you bless people because they gonna bless you back.
You down, so do that.
Put the music back on,
bro. Yeah, can you say please?
Please. I'm sorry. Please. And I gotta get something.
I mean, I could definitely do that. It's kind of up to you. But my thing is, how do you want to do it? Because the guy that I had that's currently doing it, he comes every other day. Right. And I had my landscaper was doing it, and then my sales rep worked up this deal where he was gonna give us material, and I talked to him yesterday. It ain't really working out that great for him. Mm-hmm. So
what did y'all say material? What you mean?
Like cardboard. He was giving him leads on cardboard, and it was kind of like a trade.
So if I was, let's say something. So if, for company, because I be having a lot of companies be having this shit.
Cardboard or pallets?
Cardboard.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So as I move around, and wherever the case is, now I have somewhere to, you know what I'm saying, bring them, because that's a part of my cleaning stuff.
Okay.
And these companies be having, I ain't know what to do with them, you know what I'm saying?
How much do they have, though?
They be companies.
So, like, a big roll-off?
I'm talking about, like, all that shit be on, like, pallets.
Yeah. Cardboard is on pallets.
Yeah. Like, let's say, when you say cardboard, right, what you saying, like a truck, dump truck with them all loose?
Yeah. And then we get some to come in bail.
All right, so when you, all right, so when I see them in bales, right?
Yeah.
You still want that?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they bail and they just leave it and you take it?
Basically, they bail it and they have it sitting in the back of their warehouse.
Okay.
And don't have nowhere to go. If we talking about cardboard, like...
Come on, let me show you right quick. Because if that's the case, then I'm going to give you his number. You and him can work something now. But I don't deal with that part of it. I just deal with, he bring me the material. You see, like, them bales right there?
Yeah.
So that came in loose, and we don't have none. We actually caught up. But you see, like, right there? Yeah, that loose stuff, what happens, front-end load trucks will come jump, or they'll have an open top, a roll-off, 30-yard about this high, and they'll put cardboard in it, and they'll bring it here. So if that's the case, if you got leads like that, and I'm going to tell you this off the record, you can act as a broker. You got to give them all your stuff, and we'll pay you for it, and then that could be, once again, it could be a trade for the pallets.
Right.
So, but it's just going to depend on how much you can get, because I think you
know. Yeah, obviously, if I'm not mistaken, it's not going to be that way. Like, it's like, all right, but my pallets are going to be here.
Uh-huh.
And you got bills just sitting right here.
Yeah.
And you like, they shipping us. So I was like, I ain't know, like, when it comes to this, so they bomb or they just want the, I didn't understand this part.
Yeah. So do me this. Take the month of June, when you go around, ask your customers, and then if they do that, then I can give you the sales rep number, and we can go that way. And that way you can basically act as a middleman, right? If you bring it here, or if you go and set up where we can get the contract, and then we pay them, we can do the same thing with those pallets.
Yeah, I'll go pick them up. If I just, like, I bought y'all a contract, like, they ready to...
Yeah, so, like, it would be... And that's where it depends on how much it is. So, like, we like to do big tonnage, like 20, 30 tons or more a month. But what we can do is, let's just say, and I'm just going to use them. Let's just say Sanderson Farm. All right, they want a roll-off there. So we can put a roll-off there. We'll charge you for the roll-off. We'll charge you for the service. But we'll pay you for the material. Sometimes it's a wash. Sometimes, and it depends on the market. Sometimes it's a wash, and sometimes you make money. Right now, the market has sucked the last year. It is slowly inching up every month. We've gotten $5, $10 each month. So it's slowly inching up. And I've been here 2 years. When I started in April of 2021, the market was jumping across the board. Last year, it just tanked. And cardboard, I think, was like basically break even. Now it's like they're paying like $20. So that's why I say
$20 would look like what?
$20 over the yellow seat. So like the yellow seat would be 35 over, so it'd be 55. So I don't understand all of that, but Josh understands it a lot better than me because that's his job. I just want to know what I'm selling it for. I don't care what I'm buying it for. I just want to know what it's going out the door for. So right now, I think for what we're buying it from what is going out the door, it might be like a $20 difference. One time it was only like $5. It sucked, but it's just how commodity market works. So, like I said, if you want to do that and wait, and you can act as a third party, I can give you his number, and then y'all can work all that out. Because, and I can tell you, if you bring it here, you're going to get paid more than if we go put a roll off there, or if we even do a bail route. And what we're doing, the bails, if they're bailed, we'll go pick them up. But right now, because the market sucks, we're doing no charge, no pay, so we're not paying people, but they're not owing us either. But when the market goes up, it's a threshold, it's a trigger. When it gets to a certain thing, then that's when they start paying you on the bail route. So it just really depends on the customer, how much they're going to generate. Like, we've been trying to get, Landair has some that they've been sitting on, and I keep telling my sales rep, look, you need to go and pull the trigger, because next month the market could go down. could stay up, but it could go down too. So I'm just looking at the wave we on right now. It's slowly inching up, and I like to keep it that way. So that's why I'm trying to get all I can now in case it goes down. Right.
So I think right now, man, we're good. Whenever you ship a call, we should give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking, man, once I go out here, I'll be looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, you know. But I know that, you know, it's part of my, you know, what you're telling, I want.
It's relevant, but I ain't know, you know,
yeah,
how to do that.
Anyway, I'll come in, I'll get the cabin, I'll do my regular pay.
Yeah.
I'll take over the number down because whenever I come, you know, this is crazy.
That'll work. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to let my
plastic, man. What's the plastic?
This PET.
Yeah.
This goes to clear pass. So this is what we get out. Once again, we bring it in. People, we pay people. We sort it and then we turn around and sell it. I mean, we make, you know, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure. That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
So what I do is I'm gonna call my sales rep. We can finish out the week with my man, and then start next week. I'll give you a call. Are you in the area or?
I'm in the area.
Okay. So what we can do one or two things. I can call you whenever I get some, or you can just come by once a week. Only thing I'll say is come before 4:30, so we can get an inventory and get the check.
Okay. Cool.
All right. But I'm gonna go in here because I didn't bring my phone. I'm sharing a contact with you. Call him and tell him you came to talk and you interested in telling what you do, and you'd be having cardboard coming across of it.
Right.
And want to see about working out kind of something similar to
make, so that'll help me out.
The whole, what I got going on.
Right. If I can clean up their whole facility, I'm in a better shape.
The only thing I ask when y'all come to pick up the pallets. How this vest?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Get it low, girl. Drop that ass up. I pick it up, girl. I drop that ass, girl. I pick it up, girl. I drop that ass, girl. I pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up. I pick it up. I pick it up. Not drop it, girl. Not drop it, girl. Not pick it up.
This is why you come to knock it long.
Shake that ass.
This is why you come to knock it long.
Shake that ass.
This is why you come to knock it long.
Shake that ass.
This is why you come to knock it long. This is why you come to knock it long. This is why you come to knock it long. This is why you come to knock it long.
Drop it low.
All I wanna see is
drop, 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 drop,
drop,
drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop,
one, two, three.